Care to join us for the pledge?
Sure.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That wasn't an optional request. You can sit back down for a minute.
Accounts payable?
There are no accounts payable for today.
So you sent us out those two?
Ones yesterday. They will be presented for next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got to come up with a better plan. And again, so especially when I look at these things at home, I can't access the information behind it.
Oh, you can't get to those links?
No, because I'm not...
Yeah, I haven't tried to do it yet myself.
Because we're not on VPN. I haven't activated a VPN at all.
Oh.
And
yeah, it's going to be problematic if you don't have a VPN on.
Yeah.
So I haven't tried doing it yet myself, but...
So I don't know.
And you sent us an email with kind of a tutorial about how to do it, right? Or somebody did.
But you're still going to have to be either on VPN or,
right. Well,
or be on the county network.
I do have VPN.
Okay, I don't care to. So it's fine. It's way too complicated.
I guess you'll still ask questions and I'll try to answer.
Yeah.
I think hearing is that if you want to do it from home, you have to have VPN. You know, the VPN, actually, I will say this, it works pretty slick.
Huh.
I mean, it's not a big deal. I just click one button right down here, type in my password, boom, I've got access to my file folders. I haven't tried to access the accounts payable yet. That's directly through Munis.
That's correct.
So, you know, I'll have to have someone, Tegan or Helena, maybe give me a little tutorial on how to do that.
And I'm fine with that, too. Maybe I'll take home my county computer.
I will say it really works reliably. I've had very little problems.
So I did see one that was like, you know, it was a nightly rental thing, vacation vendors or something. For $4,400 or something like that?
I'd have to look at it.
Huh, okay. I was going, whoa, dude, what the hell was that? So especially, I have no idea, so. Yeah.
See, I've got a list.
Maybe with employees junketeering something. I stayed at a regular hotel when I went to D.C.
It did have, like, you know, some travel.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, $4,400.
Well, it was a very nice house.
We're good with that.
Very nice house.
The whole department there. Yeah.
All right. So you want to do items of note?
Items of note from yesterday. We just met with our county manager, legal update. Had the environmental update. Scott Kalman, the environmental director, gave us an annual report that he had presented to us, presented on half the public. Had a building department update, and then human services update, and then planning department update. So those were all, I think we got some good information yesterday during those things too. So it's very good.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve consent agenda items A, B, C, D, and E.
Second. There's no resolutions in there either, was there?
No, there's going to be one, so E is ratified.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Hold on. Item E, is that... Was that a resolution, the BLM letter?
That was a ratification, so it was already assigned. Resolution number is number 3.
Okay.
Yeah, we had that in last week.
Okay. All right.
I, too.
So
So we're back with our 11 o'clock item. The county manager, the interim public works director, consideration to approve temporary pay increase for the interim public works director. Tom?
Yeah, thank you. As you know, public works director or past road bridge director position is open and as of March 5th. And I've appointed Mr. Morty, Mike Morty, as the interim public works director. I'd like that to accompany a pay increase as we did when Mike held the position last year when we first advertised for the position. But the salary that I'm looking for is a step two public works director pay scale. Last time it was step one, and since that time the pay increases, and that increase the last time was just above 6%. Because of the change in pay scales, this interim pay will be a 6.4% increase for Mike during this interim period. So this would be step two of the public works pay, director pay scale at $4,333 bi-monthly or $260 and 64 cents more than Mike is making right now as the assistant public works director position, as the assistant public works director. I expect that this would, again, effective date March 5th. I expect this will go through certainly when the new director is on board, and I expect that to be early June.
Seems straightforward enough. We did this before.
And so, I mean, we had him on step one before.
It was step one that gave him a 6% above. One this time would put it less than a 5% increase. Our practice is to try to get at least a 5% increase, you know, for...
And that's because the pay scale has gone up during the interim?
That's correct. The pay scale for the director went up, of course. I mean, it was all, what, the 3% that we provided for this year. So 3% of the director's position is a little bit more than 3% for the assistant director's position.
Very good. You ready for a motion?
Yeah, I'll do it. I move that we approve the interim pay for the interim public works director at step two of the pay scale, which will be a 6.4% increase over his pay as the assistant public works director. Pay increases for the interim period effective on March 5th through the public period determined by the county manager, but effective on the start date for the new director.
Second.
Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Pay raise or
something. Yeah, for sure.
Multitasking here.
Don't make any promises.
Did you hear that?
He did hear it, and he was ignoring it.
Yeah. So this is the consideration to accept the Museum and Heritage Advisory Board's recommendation to accept the 2017 museum entities financials and their 2018 budgets. The MOFAB board met on January 20th to review these. There were a few questions that they had that I received later clarification on that were in the minutes. The first question that they had was regarding the Tampa Egeria budget, and they had noted that they were using that $30,000 for capital projects, but the only one that was really clear in that they're using $20,000 for the crossings project while they're buying sheds.
So was the thrust of that the board was concerned about Yampa Aguirre holding such a high reserve balance?
No, I think they were just curious what they had intended to do with the additional $10,000 that they didn't write in their narrative.
Oh, okay.
For capital projects. So they thought maybe they had another project in tow but hadn't wrote about it. So they're buying some storage shit.
Okay.
The other brief question that they had was regarding Historical Society of Oak Creek and Phippsburg. They had increased their operating budget by 25%. Nita Nagel responded that that is because they got a new treasurer who was putting things in different categories than they typically do, and they put approximately $5,000 that they keep in their emergency reserves in the operating category on the budget sheet.
So that explained.
So they didn't actually change their budget at all. It was just how it was being categorized.
Okay.
And those were the only clarifying questions. There's a lot of people absent from the meeting because everybody had the flu. So. Do you have any specific questions?
No, I don't have any other questions. I read through the minutes that you provided, and they're pretty tough on them, you know, for a small
couple small
entities with no probably relatively professional staff and the rest, and again that's what we asked for the board to do, and that's what we've asked in lieu of getting the funding out of this thing, that we have some professionalism out of the allocation of the funds, and then you know the funds that are automatically due to them as well. So, if the board didn't see anything in there.
Also, with Oak Creek, their mill levies are going to go down because of some reduced valuation, which Nita Nagel had spoken to Gary Peterson about the year prior. So they were anticipating that, and they increased their reserves that they're bringing over from year to year.
Well, that's good that they're looking ahead and recognizing
that. Yeah, trying to look for other funding sources for projects and stuff. Yeah, so almost every group has a project going on right now. I anticipate quite a few grant applications for the spring capacity building cycle, which the meeting when those will be presented is April 24th, and it's approximately $45,000 that's available for the 2018 capacity building grants.
So silly question here, maybe not silly either, but so other than the meeting to have the presentation to the Museum and Heritage Advisory Board, are these all of these entities meeting at all during the year?
Together?
Yes.
So they...
I mean, just like one meeting a year?
They and do...
Just kind of spout off some stuff that...
Yes.
This is what we're doing, and this is what we're doing. So either we're not competing or that we're supplementing each other during the weekend.
Out at the Hayden Heritage Center, they either just did it or it's about to happen. They do a hubbub when they invite all of the other museum entities or other people that are involved in historic preservation stuff. And they all kind of get together and talk about the different projects that they're doing, seeing if there's any coordination that can happen. Because there have been instances like where Historic Route County and then Taunyampa coordinated on the Crossings project and stuff. So they all seem to be in really good collaboration, and then he throws that hubbub that they all get together and chat about their projects.
Well, good. I think that's a good idea. I mean, that was it was part of the process that we were having here. One of them was economic development for all of the entities and all of the areas as well. But the other thing was just a collaboration between all the entities to make sure they were working together and not in opposition to each other. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, so for sure. So.
All right.
Yep. I'm good.
Mr. Chair, I move to accept the Museum and Heritage Advisory Board's recommendations and accept the 2017 Museum Entities Financials and 2018 budgets as presented.
Second. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much. Good.